India dominate England once again and spin to win clinch the series 3-1 and another home series win under the arm of Virat Kohli. The four tests got over in just 3 days and for fact, the team played only for 5 days in both the tests at Narendra Modi Cricket Stadium after moving from Chennai. Excellent from India after the addition of Akshar Patel. So here's a question for you, Maitreya. How well did Akshar Patel cement his spot? And how will it look like when Jadeja returns?
Yes, Akshar Patel did very exceptional job, if you see. He has played just 3 tests and he has already taken 27 wickets. So that's just mind-boggling, if you see. And he has got 4 5-wicket hauls and 1 4-wicket haul. And even if you come to the batting, so his highest score in test is 43. The previous match, he hit 43. So if you see, in the beginning, he couldn't bat that well, but now he showed that he also can bat. So likewise, I think he'll continue. If he continues in this way, I think it will be a very tough competition between him and Jadeja, whom to take, whom to choose. That will be very tough because he's been exceptional at bowling. He's always doing the bowling very well. Every innings he's giving. And batting, now he has showed that he also can bat a little. He can do it. So I think after seeing all this, I think it will be very tough to choose between whom? Between Jadeja or Akshar Patel. But as you see, you cannot, that's a very tough question. And I go with Akshar Patel because more than Jadeja. Jadeja bowls well, but always he doesn't bowl well. Sometimes he isn't good at taking the wickets. He doesn't have the knack of taking wickets. So in that way, we can use Jadeja in the other formats. And for test, I feel we can reserve Akshar Patel for test because he's doing excellently. And we can bring him to the formats. We can take time and bring him to the other formats. But as of now, he should be given his spot. He should be not taken out because of Jadeja. That should not be a problem. So that's what they have to look into.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a nice point. Because he has put in the effort and this is a dream start career. And excellent. He has waited for all these years and he has cemented his spot almost there. And the great news is India are qualified for the World Test Championship final. You know, I'm feeling very happy about India getting to qualify for the World Test Championship final. You know, after all the hard work in Test cricket. But the opponent is New Zealand, not to be missed. But just tell me, how do you feel after this? Your emotions?
So I was like, oh my God, India has come. I was very excited at that time because I really wanted this moment. I want India to win the World Test Championship because after all this hard work, you see, from that time, from Australia series till now, they have been in the same bio bubble and not many players have moved out like other countries because India is a very strong country. And if you see, they have gone through so much of hard work. So many players got injured. So many of them took blows like Pujara in the Australia series and many others. And if you see, in this way, everyone has contributed. And at the end, it's teamwork what is really getting us winning matches. So if you see, everyone has contributed their way. Whenever they get a chance, everyone is doing what they can do. So I was very excited. I was like, I was very happy that India had qualified to the finals. And I hope India should win the finals. So that's what I felt at that time.
Yeah, I want India to win because this is going to be the major trophy that Virat gets if India wins. Okay, well, you have been throughout with me throughout the Test series versus England. So could you just pick up top 5 moments from India-England Test series? There were a lot of moments, right?
Oh, yes. So my top 5 moments are like Joe Root's 200. I really love that because his 100th match and he got to celebrate it so well because many people don't get to celebrate matches like that. Match was fully his match, if you could see. So Joe Root's 200 was one. And then Ashwin's century, batting at the low order and not knowing if you can hit because the recent matches before that, Ashwin hadn't hit good knocks. So even though he hadn't had the confidence, he still somehow had the will and hit the century. That's what I liked very much in Ashwin. And those short selections also, very good they were. So that's why Ashwin's century is second in my list. And then third one is Siraj's reaction. After Ashwin hit the century, I was really amazed to see Siraj celebrating as if he had hit a century. So even many people like that, and that's why it's the third top moment in my list. And then Rohit Sharma's 161. If it wasn't for that century, I feel India would be in a losing stage in that match. India would have lost that match if it wasn't for Rohit Sharma. So that's why I included Rohit Sharma's 161. And then my fifth is Pant's century, because Pant missed centuries in the last few series. He missed out on 100. And then whenever someone misses on 100, the next time he gets closer, he just like defends and hits just 1-2 runs so that he can get to the century there. But Pant, you see his courage. Previously, before the ball, the previous ball, he hit a 6 to get to his 100. So you could see the courage there. Hitting a 6 to get to 100 is really takes a lot of courage and lot of risk. But he had done that to entertain the crowd. And not only entertain, to get faster to his 100. So if you see in that way, I like Rishabh Pant's 100 there. And I was waiting for that one because he missed out on many. So I really like that one. That's why it's a fifth on my list. And out of all these, I want to mention one more. That's Ashwin's 400 wickets. Ashwin's 400th wicket. You know, after these many years, Ashwin just took in about 78 or 79 matches. So that's a really great record. And he's the second fastest in the world. And after these many years, so many injuries, he had suffered a sports hernia and many other injuries. So, and after playing these many years, you deserve 400 wickets and more. He'll keep continuing this way, I believe. So Ashwin's 400 wicket is very special for me, that one.
Yeah, well, nicely put in order all the moments. Well, okay, we'll move on. And, you know, England, after winning the first test, you know, they were in a good momentum. Root's 200 and a lot of contributions from Sibley, Ben Stokes, and a lot of players there. And after that, you know, it just changed and it went to India's side. I think it was because of Rohit Sharma's 161. You know, even in single innings can change the whole series. That's what I believe in. And Rohit Sharma has been doing extraordinary in this entire series. And hope he does continue in this limited overs format. Okay. Then we'll move on to the match summary. So India won by an inning and 25 runs. So this is the 13th inning win from India's side under the captaincy of Virat Kohli. So the player of the match, Rishabh Pant, player of the series, Ravichandran Ashwin, England opting to bat first. I think it was a good call, but they didn't make enough advantage of it. And then Stokes with 55, Lawrence with 46, Aksar with 4 wickets. You know, they finished England with 205 all out. And then India's first innings, Rohit 49, just 1 run, missed out his half century. Gill 0, Pujara 17, and Virat 0, Rahane 27, and then Pant 1-1. So you've already included in your top 5 moments in India versus England Test series, but he missed out twice in Australia, but now he's got it. But do tell me about his reverse sweep against Jimmy Anderson. I think this was my favorite moment of the match, the way he reverse swept Jimmy Anderson and also the way he got to 100 with the 6. You know, could you just tell us how is his reverse sweep against Jimmy Anderson? What do you think of that?
Yes, I saw that moment live. So I was just in the TV and I wasn't expecting a reverse sweep there. You know, everyone is so careful when such a bowler like Jimmy Anderson, when he comes to bowl, everyone is like, oh, it's going to swing, he's going to do something. Everyone is scared there. But his approach is totally different here, if you see. He is doing a reverse sweep as if Who cares who you are? I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. He's just doing his natural way of playing. So I just like that attitude. Means like, you shouldn't be scared of anyone. What's there if he's such a bowler? He took 600 wickets. You should go on your own way. He takes the risk because that's how he got these many runs. Many people say he just takes risks and becomes out at the times when India needs. But because of hitting those sixes and fours only, he got those hundreds. So if you see, and those crucial half centuries and knocks, he hit those fast runs and he got India to winning those matches. So you cannot criticize that way of playing. And I liked it because reverse sweep of Jimmy Anderson. Even Jimmy Anderson was amused when he saw, if you see his expression, after Rishabh Pant played such a shot to his ball, he also was amused. Like, he was holding the new ball and bowling. He just, guy isn't scared of me. He was amused and he liked that courage from Rishabh Pant and continued that courage. He even took a risk of hitting a six to get his 100. Yes, I included that. So you see,
and
I really
he
like
was
that.
Out. He was out. He was out a lot of times when batting in 90s. But this time, I heard the commentators. They were expecting him to hit his six, and yes, he hit the six, and he got 100. Sunil Gavaskar was saying, "I expect a six of the first ball of the over," and he just swept it across and got a six and got his 100. Because a lot of times he has got out on 90, but this is a dare. This is brave. Rishabh Pant plays not like others. He has a different game altogether.
Yes.
Yeah. And even Washington Sundar played courageously with the new ball when Jimmy Anderson and Ben Stokes were firing. And we won't forget Washington Sundar for his 96 not out. Unfortunately, he couldn't get to his century. And this is the second time he missed out, not the first time. So he gave support to Pant, nice support to get his 100. But eventually, no one gave him support after Aksar Patel's run out. I think even if Aksar Patel would have survived, Washington Sundar would have got to 100. Aksar Patel maybe half century if continued, maybe 100. But there was a lot of miss. Ishan Sharma, LBW 0, and Mohammad Siraj bowled 0. So both were gone for a dex. So could you just share your emotions? You know, Sundar was 96 not out. How must he be feeling now? He was left with no partner.
Yes, that's very sad, you know. I really felt bad for him because when you get those centuries, you know, that's a really gift for your hard work, if you say. After assisting the team in many situations, he's got a chance to have his own celebration, get his own 100. But I really felt sad he couldn't do that. But that's not the case here. Means he played a good innings there. I felt his 96... Just because he didn't get those four runs doesn't mean it's not an innings that we should not talk of. Because, you know, he assisted Rishabh Pant. And I feel Aksar Patel wanted to take that run because so that Washington Sundar will get the strike the next over. That's what I think Aksar Patel thought. But he shouldn't have done that because Aksar Patel can defend the ball. We cannot expect Ishan Sharma or Siraj to survive for more time. But Aksar Patel can do that. He can survive the next full over and give it to Washington Sundar the next over. But he should have done like that. You know, that's very sad. But that's not the point here. Like, he should have got his 100, but he didn't get. That's just luck. That's the second time he's been there. So he would have already faced a situation once. And I hope he'll get his 100 next time. And if you see his contributions, they are very good. So he hasn't been bowling well, but as a batsman, he's been hitting those 50s. So he should have got that 100. I really felt sad, but we couldn't do anything.
Yeah, in the T20s, he's a brilliant bowler, but in Test cricket, he's a brilliant batsman. I don't know what that means of him, but he's a great all-rounder. But I want to ask you this. You know, he was an opener, and he's been making chances whenever he's given chance. Be it in Australia, is 60 runs, and the first or second match where he hit 85 not out, and now 96 not out. So whatever chances is being given is just playing very good innings. So, you know, could you expect him to play an open for India, at least in Test cricket? Because he has been an opener in the under 19 days.
Yes, you can expect that because he has already been through a situation and he knows how to tackle the situation. And also, he's a left-hand batsman. And he and Rohit Sharma opening, or he and Gill opening, anyone. It will be a lefty-righty combination, and that's very good combination. Means even when Shikhar Dhawan and Rohit Sharma were openers, they had a very good stand. Like they had for many matches, they were good openers until Shikhar Dhawan got injuries and left. So until then, if you see, a lefty and righty combination has survived for so much time and for so many years, many people have done that. So it's worth a try. You can try that because if you see, Sundar has played so much first-class cricket and he has played international cricket as well. He has seen players playing. He has got the experience. He has got into situations where India was almost losing and he has got India out of that. So if you see, he has got good experience and he is given, he's taken whatever he gets. You know, you ask him to bat at any situation, he goes in and bat. You ask him to defend the ball, he defends. You ask him to hit, he hits. So he is ready for any situation, and I think he'll be very eager to take the chance as the opener. So yeah. I feel he'll be very prepared for that. And since he has already done that in the under 19 and the first class cricket also, so I think he'll be prepared for that, and we should try it out because that's a very good choice. Because the opener's stand is not that good for India in tests, because one of them is becoming out and one of them is hitting. And I think if they both bat, I think, like, if Washington Sundar comes and bats, I think both of them can survive for a longer time. That's what I feel. So you should try that out.
Yeah, and just for correction, Maitreya, Washington Sundar hasn't played many first-class matches. I think you have said it in a fast reply or whatever. But I think he has survived the second new ball in this four tests. He has played brilliantly with Rishabh Pant. I think it's worth a try to look at him as an opener, right?
Yes.
And yes, we'll look at the selection, right? And see, both the teams got it right, I think so. And Lawrence was brought to play at six. Now, we expected someone to play at six and something happened like that. We expected Bairstow to play at six, but they got in Lawrence to play at six. Something similar to what we say. And he just played outstanding in the first innings and the second innings. He got 50 in the second. And India, only one change. They brought in Mohammad Siraj instead of Bumrah. And I think selection was good from both sides. But Hardik Pandya, you know, he misses out. Not even playing a single game in the four tests. So could you expect him to play in England when we pack our bags and go to England?
Yes, you can expect from Hardik Pandya because Hardik Pandya has been waiting for a chance. You know, he wants a chance. He wants to play test cricket. He's been sitting the bench all this series. So he'll be eager to get the chance. And also that he has a talent. He can bat. And we need a batsman too who will be supportive because we don't know. India is good at bowling, but not that good at batting because there's some inconsistency I can see there. Yeah. So Hardik Pandya can be filling that slot. If anyone gets injuries also, I think he'll be taking their place. So, and he can bowl. I feel if he's more fit, I think when he has the ability to bowl by that time, I think then they will take him. That's why they kept him this series in their bench because he is not able to bowl because Washington Sundar can do that and he cannot do. So I think that's the reason they kept him on the bench this series. But if he's able to bowl by that time, if he's able to get back to full fitness, and I think then that will be a good chance to take him also in the squad. And that is, batting is exceptional. I feel there's no other thing that will be making him sit in the bench.
Exactly. So England finished with India finished with 3-1 and England with only one game. You know, they won. I think the rotation policy affected them a lot, I think, because they won the first test. After that, they couldn't win even a single game. I think it is because of the rotation policy. But how depth has it affected England, the rotation policy?
Yes, so rotation policy really affected England. You know, when Moeen Ali was in form, he was out because of the rotation policy. So a player, when he just comes to form, I feel at that time he is being asked to leave. That's what has happened here. So actually, there are some positives, but as of now, there are more negatives than the positives. You see, when a player is fully informed, we shouldn't go away. He should be kept there and he should be able to play more games there when he is informed than when he is out of form. So if a player informed gets a break, no, he'll be not good the next time he comes. He won't be how he used to be. So he needs to continue with the practice. Only then shall can he be in the same form. So that's why I have not liked the rotation policy very much. But its other positives are like people in the bio bubble are getting stressed out. Means in the bio bubble, it's a very stressed schedule, and that's also about like mental health. So if you see at that point of view, I feel that that's why they took it. They're seeing from that point of view, like a player's mental health and the player's stress. The player being in the bio bubble for 6 months. And vigorous everyday schedule is vigorous. No breaks they are getting. So I feel from that view they have been doing the rotational policy. But I feel if you see by the matches and the statistics and other views, I feel the rotation policy shouldn't be used because a player in form shouldn't be out of track. He should be kept there and he should improve and practice more. That's what I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Even Dom Bess, he did excellently in the first test, and then he didn't play second, third. And afterwards, when he was brought into the fourth test, he couldn't actually play really very well how he played the first test. So I think, yeah, rotation policy hurts England a lot. And you have just described how depth it's. Okay, we'll move on. And now the next topic on my list is India's talent. So they have a lot of talent. The talent is overflowing, I would say, because you see the bowlers who can play test cricket, Akshar Patel, Ravichandran Ashwin, Ravindra Jadeja, Kuldeep Yadav, Natarajan, Umesh Yadav, Siraj, Shami, Ishant Sharma, Bumrah, Saini, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Sundar, and I don't know how many players did I miss. I don't know really exactly. And then look at the openers who can play. Mayank Agarwal, Rohit Sharma, Prithvi Shaw, Shubman Gill, Sundar can actually open. We talked about it. So, and then also Devdutt Padikkal is doing a very good job at Vijay Hazare Trophy, and soon maybe he'll be playing for India. So what does this team tell to you, Maitreya? A lot of players, a lot of young talents. What do you think?
Yes, so looking at this, you can see that there is a lot of competition and lot of talent in India. And each player has to perform every time because once he fails, he's been taken out. That's what happened to Mayank Agarwal. So if you see, if you look at the positive way, India has a lot of backup players. If one is not performing, India just has the perfect one to replace the other one. So if you see, it's a very good thing that India has so many people whom they can rely on, not just one person or two persons that we have to look upon them for every match to perform. So it's like we have the players. Like if you in the Australia series, we saw when the players got injured, we brought in Shardul Thakur, Washington Sundar, and Mohammad Siraj, and how nicely they performed that match, you know. So if you see, India's bench is strong. That's what this shows you. If the main players are not performing well, we have the younger players who can exactly take their place and perform what India needs at that point of time. So if you look at the positive note, there's a lot of confidence in the team itself, in the dressing room, that if you cannot perform, I will perform for you. Like that, the confidence is there. And so I think India is a better team with more talents and more options. That will be a great team. And for each format, we can have different options. So if you say we can try out different people and different places, and we can check out who's the better. So in that way, it's a very good thing that we have many talents. Just that the competition is very great, and that one match you don't do well, you'll be taken out. That's just a negative, but that's not to be looked into. That's not what India needs. India needs the perfect player who will be performing well, and that's what India has got. India has got plenty of them, and there are many more there in the country. There are just few that we know. There are many more. So that's what I feel about many young talents in India.
Yeah, Exactly, that's fair point. Okay, now we will preview the T20 International Series a bit, but in the next episode, we are doing in detail before the T20 International Series start. So we are playing at the Motera Cricket Stadium, all the five T20Is, and England will miss Joe Root, and also England's backbone is the T20Is, and India also have done well in the T20s in the past, recent past. So there are a lot of England good players. You know, they have Ian Morgan, they have David Malan, Moeen Ali, Ben Stokes, Sam Curran, Butler, Mark Wood, Adil Rashid. So which of these players do you think will be effective in the series?
Yes, so I feel players like Sam Curran and David Malan, I feel they're the players we should look at because they're gonna play IPL, and I feel this will be a preparation for them for the IPL as well as showing the franchises that we have the capability to do. So like Sam Curran was incredible at last year's IPL, so he can means he can continue that form. And I think he will do big because he's a left-hand bowler as well as a batsman, and he's been delivering with both bowling and batting. And David Malan, he has been playing exceptional T20 as a batsman. He was world number one batsman in T20 rankings. So that's so great from him, and that's what I feel you should look at: David Malan, Sam Curran, and then Ben Stokes. I think he will play a crucial role in the middle order. And if you see the bowlers, I feel you should look into Jofra Archer because in T20 cricket he has been really good. If you see the IPL also, he has bowled very well, and those because of his height, I think because of he's a tall bowler, I think that's why he has many variations and that batsman cannot hit him so easily. So you have to look into these players and even the England captain, Ian Morgan, we have to look into him also because he's a exceptional batsman. So these are the players I feel we have to look into.
Yeah, but I think the top order looks a bit sappy. I mean, because now they won't have Joe Root, they have Jason Roy, they have Livingstone, but I don't know how far Livingstone will do.
Yeah,
And
but they
of
have
course,
Sam Billings. They have Sam Billings and
yeah, they have Josh Butler. Yeah,
yes.
I
And
think
they
they
have
need to take
Jason
a
Roy.
right.
Even Jason
Yeah,
Roy they have.
I said it, I mentioned it. So I think
Yes.
they need to pick right choices and get players because they have a lot of players in the middle order who can play because they have David Malan, they have Ian Morgan, they have Moeen Ali, Ben Stokes, Sam Curran also can bat well, and a lot of players. So I think they need to get in with correct right choices and just play. I think England as a T20 side is a really great side, and India also have great talents. But we'll talk about India. We'll move on to India now. So coming to India. You know, a lot of players, new players being loaded. Surya Kumar Yadav, Rahul Tewatia, Aksar Patel, Ishan Kishan, Varun Chakravarti are added, and along with Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Rishabh Pant. So Rishabh Pant didn't play the limited overs format in Australia, but now he's included. And now Bumrah is rested, and so you could expect a lot from Bhuvneshwar Kumar. But before you tell me which of these players are going to be effective, now, could you just tell me, is it right or is it worth bringing all new players into the squad?
Yes, you know, they have been picked because they have been doing exceptional innings. They have been playing exceptional innings at bowling or batting, whichever they do. So they have been playing the domestic cricket well, those T20 formats like Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy and such places like Surya Kumar Yadav and Ishan Kishan. They have been doing exceptional innings. They have been batting recently and they're in form. So I think you should see their potential when they're in form. When they are chosen, I think they should be given the chance right away because we know that they are in form and that they are also eager to perform. They are waiting for the chance for many years. They have been waiting, and I'm sure they'll be able to perform because that's their dream. Their dream was to play for India, and when they get the chance, they do not misuse it. I'm pretty sure that people like Surya Kumar Yadav and Varun Chakravarti and Rahul Tewatia, all those people, they're very eager for that chance, you know, playing IPL. Surya Kumar Yadav played IPL for these many years and he didn't get a call till now. So if you see, that's very important for him, and he's been the best of the forms. These many years, he's been the best of the forms.
Consistently,
So
he was consistently performing well. That's one
yes.
point we need.
So he needed that breakthrough. He needed to come to India, and I'm sure if you bring these people right away, they'll perform. That's what I really expect, and I really think they will do it. So bringing them right away is not a problem because India also needs youngsters. India needs those young people who they can rely on for the next 10 years. That's what India needs now. So I feel bringing the right youngsters, making the right choices there, whom to pick up, and that's what is very important for the team right now.
Yeah. I want to say something, but I thought I would reserve it for the next episode because we are going to do a series preview the next episode. But okay, then tell me which of these players you think will be effective in the series for India?
Yes, I will tell like all of them can be effective, but I feel like Suryakumar Yadav and Rahul Tavatia because he has bowled a bit and he has even made exceptional innings in the IPL also. He like Suryakumar Yadav, Rahul Tavatia, and then Natarajan will be very effective along with Ishan Kishan. I feel these four will be the most effective in the full series, and you cannot expect me to mention like Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma. They're always performing everywhere, so you cannot expect me to mention them. They're always there, but the other players whom I think will perform are these people whom I mentioned along with
So
Rishabh
Bhuvane,
Pant.
yeah, is Bhuvaneshwar Kumar is back, you know, after not playing the IPL, he hasn't played Australia at all. So how do you think he's going to be into the team? Because Bumrah is rested, so all his he might be that experienced bowler there included in the side along with Natarajan or Deepak Chahar or Shardul Thakur. So what do you tell of that?
Yeah, he has come after a long time because he has missed a lot of things in the recent time. So it will be tough for him to get back. And as being a senior player in the fast bowlers, he's a senior most there. As far as experience is concerned, he's a senior there. So he should guide the younger players. And I feel once he gets back onto the track, I think there's no stopping him unless it's an injury again. So just that he should take care of himself and he should practice well. He should take he and the bowling coaches and everyone should practice on his comeback. And I feel if he does that very well, if he practices well and is fully fit for the match, I feel then he will make a big impact there also. I'm not quite sure he can do it because it will take some time for anyone after being absent for this long. It will take time to make a really good comeback. But I feel he'll make an impact. He'll make a quite an impact that I'm back. So I really want to see something from him, and I'm sure he'll do that.
Okay, right, that's fair. So we'll come to the close of this episode, and in the next episode, we'll meet you guys to preview the entire T20 International Series. So stay tuned to our podcast. And if you haven't yet done, please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening this on. And if you're listening this on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating. It will help us a lot.